If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We greet you today once again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. On this Lord's Day, I trust that you are making plans to attend Sunday school and church somewhere today. God has given you a great opportunity. God has given you life and health and strength. Your ability to be up today comes from God Himself. Your very life and your breath and all that you are and all that you could ever hope to be is because God loves you and God has given you life and an opportunity to serve Him. Why not make your plans right now to go to Sunday school and church today, to honor Christ, to honor the Bible, and to honor the church? We here in America, as well as people around the world, have a great deal to be thankful for today. Last Tuesday evening, our president went before the nation and announced the ceasefire in Vietnam. This is what we've been looking for a long time. After many peace conferences, after many journeys across the ocean, after much fighting and much bombing and loss of life and loss of property, we have now reached a ceasefire in Southeast Asia. My, how we ought to thank God for that today, and how we ought to pray for those families who have husbands and sons who are still missing in action, and those who are still imprisoned in Vietnam. Why don't we just make it a matter of prayer today that God would hasten the day that our men in prisons and men who are missing in action would be accounted for and returned to their family and to their country and to their friends real soon. And then I think we ought to pray today for the more than 200 families right in our own county whose sons and husbands did not come back from this war. The president spoke of a lasting peace. We hope that this is true, and yet we realize that there can be no permanent peace on earth until the Prince of Peace comes with healing in His wings to establish His own kingdom of peace upon the earth. So our prayer today should be, if we pray not amiss, that God would hasten the day that His Son, the King of Nations, the King of the earth, would come and establish His kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy and equity and love over all the earth. Then and only then will the nations of earth have peace. In our own hearts today, we have the peace of God that passes all understanding. If you do not have that peace today, I admonish you to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, for He and He alone can bring peace into your heart. Jesus said, "My peace give I unto thee, not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus Christ is the only one who can give peace to your troubled heart today. Regardless of the trouble, regardless of the strife, regardless of the problems and perplexities of your life, the Lord Jesus Christ stands ready to give you peace today. So let us be glad that peace has come to Southeast Asia, and peace will ultimately come to all the world when Jesus Christ reigns over all the earth from Jerusalem. On today's broadcast, may I give you a special invitation to come today to Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church? Our Sunday school has but one textbook, and that's the Bible. In every class, in every department, the Word of God is taught. We are now in a series of lessons surveying the entire Bible. Today we survey the book of Hebrews. So we invite you to come and bring the whole family to Sunday school at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. In the Sunday evening worship services, I am preaching a series of messages entitled, It's in the Book. My message this evening will be entitled, The Bible and Evolution, and this will be part 2 of the message, The Bible and Evolution. Last Sunday evening, we introduced the message on evolution, and this evening at 7, part 2, The Bible and Evolution, another of the messages in the series entitled, It's in the Book. We would be more than happy to have you and your family to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. And it would be our joy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at Worth Baptist Church today, a church where something is happening, where the spirit of revival prevails, where evangelism is the keynote of our entire program. We are dedicated in 1973 to reaching into every part of the city of Fort Worth, beginning right here at home to evangelize our city. And we would like to have you to be a part of that, whatever part of the city that you live in. We believe that you would find it worth your time and worth your effort to drive to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, and discover a new dimension in worship. And remember, evangelizing our city is the goal of Worth Baptist Church in this year. And we trust that all over the city, God will raise up families who will serve as shining lights and testimonies for Christ, that this city might have an impact upon it like it's never had before, as we evangelize the city during these days. Then, a word of special announcement. On Sunday, March 4th, we will celebrate our 19th anniversary. We want you to be a part of this great celebration. 19 years in business for God, winning souls to Christ, evangelizing the world. That Sunday, March 4th, the 19th anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. And we want you to be included in our Sunday school goal of 700 on anniversary Sunday, March 4th. In the meantime, we would be happy for you to visit the services of Worth Baptist Church on any given Sunday, even today. And we would like to hear from you by mail. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today, and if you do, we will send you free and postage paid one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. Remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Security of the Saints. I shall read from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27 and continuing through verse 29. Before we read the scripture, we would like to have you to pause with us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are eternally grateful today for all of the blessings that Thou hast given us. We thank Thee for salvation, for the church and the Bible. We thank Thee for the system of faith that we call Christianity. We thank Thee for this radio broadcast. We thank Thee for every listener. We thank Thee that Thou hast heard the prayers of many around the world and brought a ceasefire in Vietnam. We would pray today for our men in prison. We would pray for those who are missing in action, that they might be accounted for, and soon all of these men might be returned to their homes and to their families. And then, Heavenly Father, we would pray particularly for those families whose sons and husbands did not return from the war, who died on a foreign battlefield. We pray today that Thou wouldst comfort their hearts. We pray today that Thou wouldst lift them up in this hour of sorrow and despondency and despair. And may they see a new ray of hope in the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless them, we pray, and bless the nations of earth. Comfort those who are sad. Touch the bodies of those who are sick. And save those who are lost, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the Gospel according to John chapter 10. I read at verse 27. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." The greatest thing that can happen to any man anywhere in the world is for him to come into the right relationship with God. There is but one way for you to be in the right relationship with God, and that is for you to confess your sins and to trust Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Salvation is a personal matter. Salvation is an individual matter. No one can believe for you. You must believe for yourself. The thing that makes this an even greater experience is to have the knowledge that once you are saved forever. This is what the Bible says, that once a man is born into the family of God, he's a child of God forever. We're going to see this in the message today entitled, "The Security of the Saints." I would have you note first man's place in God's plan of creation. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, we read of the creation of the heaven and the earth. We read of the creation of all animal and vegetable and plant life, and we read of the creation of man. We believe the Genesis account of creation. We believe it just like God said it. We believe that God formed man from the dust of the earth, and that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Everything that God has ever done has had a purpose. When he created the earth, he created it for a purpose. When he brought into existence plant life and animal life, he did so for a purpose. When God created man, he created man for a purpose. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own likeness and in his own image. Why would God create out of the dust of the earth a being that he called man in his own likeness and in his own image? Well, I think the answer is simple. Because God wanted someone, as it were, to fellowship with. All evidence in the Bible points to the fact that God and Adam, the first man, enjoyed sweet fellowship until the day that sin entered the picture. We read in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 that Satan tried to exalt himself, made every attempt to exalt his throne, as it were, above the throne of God. But the Bible tells us that Satan was cast out of heaven, and upon the earth he deceived and beguiled our parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. From that time on, man has been at odds with God. There has been broken fellowship. There has been a ruptured relationship. There was a wedge driven between the Creator and the creature when man sinned in the Garden of Eden. That wedge is called sin. What is sin? The Bible defines sin in 1 John 3:4 like this: "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is transgression of the law." My friend, today, whatever in your life transgresses the laws of God is sin. The result of sin is death. The Bible declares in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We read in the book of James that lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Ezekiel says, the soul that sinneth shall die. In view of all of this, the broken fellowship, the ruptured relationship, man needs a Savior. And God has given us a Savior in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that brings me to my second area of thinking, man's place in God's plan of salvation. In Adam's fall, all men became sinners. We believe in the doctrine of original sin. That is, we believe that Adam's sin brought sin to the entire human race. Inasmuch as we are descendants of Adam, inasmuch as Adam's blood, as it were, flows in our veins, we were contaminated by Adam's sin. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 at verse 12 that we all have sinned, that sin passed upon all men. When Adam sinned, the human race sinned. When Adam fell, the human race fell. When Adam transgressed the laws of God, the entire human race transgressed the laws of God. Death passed upon all men, Paul declares there in Romans, because all men have sinned. And then in Romans 3:23 we read, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible, throughout its entire framework, tells us of the sin of man, how sinful that man really is. Sometimes we think that we're good, but the Bible says that we're bad. So God, in His mercy, made provision for our sin. God formulated a plan of salvation. More correctly, He formulated a man of salvation. God gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Therefore, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Paul says so, that Christ died for us, that He gave Himself on the cross in sacrificial death, in substitutionary death, in vicarious sufferings for our sins. At His birth, they called Him Jesus. The Bible says, because He shall save His people from their sins. The word Jesus means Savior. So the very name of the Lord Jesus indicates that He will become the Savior of the world. And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Spirit of the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemn sin in the flesh. Jesus Christ is man's only Savior. Paul declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 21 that God made Christ to become sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And Peter declares in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 24, that Jesus Christ bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. The prophet Isaiah in the long ago said in chapter 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. There are two kinds of religion in the world today. One, man-made religion, and two, God-made religion. Man's religion is based on works. God's religion is based on faith. I read in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All the work that has ever been needed for your salvation has already been completed. It was completed in the long ago, when outside the walls of the ancient city of Jerusalem, the Son of God died on a cruel cross to bear your sins in his own body. There he died to wash away your sins. There he died in order that you might live. He gave his life that you might have eternal life through faith in him. There is then but one way to heaven. There is but one way of salvation. There is but one way to be right with God. The only way is the way of the cross. The way of the cross leads home. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. Beloved friend, today, if you miss the way of the cross, if you miss the way of the Lord Jesus, if you miss God's way, you'll miss heaven. You don't have to miss it. Jesus Christ died for you. Salvation is of the Lord. David said, salvation belongeth to the Lord. Paul said, we look unto the author and finisher of our faith. Who is the author and finisher of our faith? None other than Jesus Christ. He can be and will be your Savior today, if you will but trust him, even in this moment. And then in the third place, I want us to notice man's security in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a birthright. Jesus said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. And once a person is born into the family of God, he cannot be unborn. If you have experienced the new birth, if you have trusted Christ as your Savior, if you have passed from death unto life, if you have been saved, you are saved forever. Then there's the blood test. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. Then there's the book test. The Bible test. The Bible tells us that we are eternally saved. Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8 that nothing, no creature in heaven or earth can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once in Christ forever, nothing from his love my soul can sever. Beloved, the Bible is written to direct you in the right way. God hath spoken to give you enlightenment. And the Bible tells us that in the Lord Jesus Christ we are everlastingly safe. We are eternally saved in him. You see, man's religion can't bring this. Man's religion brings chaos and confusion and judgment. Man's religion will one day have the wrath of God poured out upon it. But Jesus Christ, in his offering upon the cross, assures you of a place in heaven. That place can be yours by simply trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Why don't you do it right now? Right by your radio, bow your head, pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God will save you for Christ's sake this moment. And you too can know that you are secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you as you trust him even now. And may I take this moment in the closing seconds of the broadcast to remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you worship God with us today at Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.